Now, I try not to read gossip as a rule, but the other day, a website ran an article with a picture of me wearing sweatpants on the way to the gym. And the writer asked, "Why does this petite beauty insist upon dressing like a massive man?" "Because I like to be comfortable." There are pervasive stereotypes about masculinity and femininity that define how we're all supposed to act, dress, and speak, and they serve no one. Anyone who defies these so-called norms becomes worthy of comment and scrutiny, and the LGBT community knows this all too well. Yet there is courage all around us. The football hero, Michael Sam, the actress, Laverne Cox, the musicians, Tegan and Sarah Quinn, the family that supports their daughter or son who has come out. And there is courage in this room, all of you. And I'm inspired to be in this room because every single one of you is here for the same reason. You're here because you've adopted as a core motivation the simple fact that this world would be a whole lot better if we just made an effort to be less horrible to one another. If we took just 5 minutes to recognize each other's beauty instead of attacking each other for our differences, that's not hard. It's really an easier and better way to live. And ultimately, it saves lives. Then again, it can be the hardest thing. Because loving other people starts with loving ourselves and accepting ourselves. And I know many of you have struggled with this. And I draw upon your strength and your support in ways that you will never know. And I am here today because I am gay. And because... Thank you.